With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump vowing to use American military power to secure the transport of oil through the strategic Strait of Hormuz.
The comments by the president have given markets temporary reassurance that something will be done to stop the price of oil from spiraling out of control. But for now, the facts on the ground haven't changed. The war is continuing, and still no oil tankers dare to cross the Strait of Hormuz. Details from Mr. Trump on what would make that possible are sketchy. Petrol prices are up everywhere, and there have been reports of panic buying in places such as Indonesia and Pakistan, where schools have been closed.
BBC's Nick Marsh. Pentagon proclaims the United States is crushing Iran with its military might. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the results of the war against Iran are clear after 10 days of fighting.
We are winning with an overwhelming and unrelenting focus on our objectives.
Hegseth said Tuesday will be the most intense day of strikes inside Iran. Also speaking at a Pentagon news briefing, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane said Iran's missile attacks have fallen 90% since the start of the military campaign. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While members of the liberal media seemingly take great delight in claiming the war with Iran is doing collateral damage to the world economy, many experts say the rise in gasoline prices is strictly temporary. The same can be said for grain and fertilizer prices. And world leaders are also debunking theories that the oil situation could threaten food shortages in a number of poor nations around the world. Spokesman at the United Nations says that is just not true. This is SRN News. Ohio becoming an abortion destination.
Since the state enshrined the procedure in its constitution, the abortion rate has increased 15%. And the Ohio Department of Health reports that 20% of the total number of abortions are being performed on women from out of state. As pro-life states ban or limit abortion, liberal states are moving to make the procedure more unfettered, drawing women from around the country. Critics say the profit motive is a key factor in the decision to enshrine abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
New studies finding marriage and family in decline in this country. 60 years ago, 70% of adults were married. Today, 46% of adults are unmarried, and half of these people aren't even interested in dating. Population forecasters project 25% of millennials and 33% of Gen Z will never marry. This is SRN News. A rather calm day Tuesday on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has more.
Stocks held steadier on Wall Street as investors wait for the next signal on when the war with Iran may end. The S&P 500 dipped 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 34 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was essentially flat. Crude oil prices remained sharply below the peaks they hit a day earlier. Oil prices had plunged Monday from close to $120 a barrel to $90 a barrel as investors hoped for a quick end to the war. The hostilities with Iran could impact the flow of oil from the Persian Gulf. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rising in February from the previous month. Experts say home buyers benefited from easing mortgage rates as well as a rather modest increase in properties on the market nationwide. More details, srnnews.com.